Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wisdom's Day edition of Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, Emmanuel Mike. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have so much going on my day. I wasn't able to get on here, but thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, it's not a red wave. You got to get out there and make sure that they don't cheat. And you vote. The GOP damn well better impeach Joe Biden at least once, if not more. Because, I mean, there's all these, I don't know if you've heard, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Kinzinger's like, if the GOP wins, they'll try to impeach Biden. We shouldn't impeach Biden. I mean, his son, after all, was killed in the Iraq War. At least that's what Biden says. I mean, I feel sorry for them. It just makes me... I don't know. McGaskill, the GOP lives in slimy little dark corners where they all they do is lie. That's right. Yes, that's right. There's no black people that are racist. That's right, I'm lying. Because all we do is lie. I'm a GOP person. I'm a conservative. Because I guess tonight my mom was... We were talking before the program. She's like, I guess Joe Biden's supposed to address the nation because we're about to lose our democracy. I thought we were a constitutional republic. Gee. New Jersey Governor Murphy, GOP playing the crime card, has racial elements involved in it. You know, we have massive crime waves, and of course it's all race, you know, it's all radical race relations, you know. They're trying to push race. Over one-third of small businesses cannot pay their rent in October, and they're going out of business. That's 37%, approximately, the survey said. Dr. Phil said this. Hell no. You wouldn't get on a plane if John Fetterman was the pilot. It's sickening what they did, throwing him out there in the debate. He's not right in the... He's so far gone because of his stroke. What they're doing, parading Biden around, is even worse. It's sickening. But don't worry, folks. I got that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation you're a part of. And don't forget this, folks.
Hey, everyone.
Just one second.
My name is Derek Artero. I make videos on the Kids Bible Experience here on the YouVersion app. And today's verse of the day is Psalm 23:1-2, and it goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Even though, in theory, I know that God, the creator of the entire universe, is the one leading and guiding me, if I'm honest, I lack trust in him sometimes, specifically when things don't go the way that I want them to and further away from the things that I actually want to do. The past few years, I had been working on creating content online. My page exploded and it was really successful. But one morning I woke up and it was just all gone. All my videos that I worked on, the countless hours, the nights I put into it, over 2 years, just gone. Now, as a certified control freak, I freaked out because I thought that God had this plan for me on becoming like a full-time content creator, and it was just taken away from me. My God, I was serving you through this. Like, why would you let this happen? Like, where are you taking me? Where are we going? And after weeks of mourning and confusion, God reminded me of all the times where things fell out of control and I had no idea where he was taking me. But then he did greater things than I could have ever imagined, like how he recently helped me overcome panic attacks, or when I was a kid and my dog got into this really bad accident and he healed her. How he was clearly there for the ones that I love when they called out to him. He's been so faithful, and he will continue to be faithful to me and to you. You and I can trust because he loves us. He knows where we're going, and it's so much better than anything you or I could ever imagine.
That is Psalms 23:1-2. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Think about that as you're going through your day to day or whenever you're listening to this. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we need a nation of people fighting in prayer, fighting with the Bible. Instead of, you know, that's the funny thing, because I can, and it's not funny, but it is. It's sad. Okay? I got a New Living Translation. I got a New International Version. I got an Easy to Read Version. I've got a King James, a New King James, Revised King James. I've got 75 million Bibles, and they sit. Let me dust them off. Okay. You know, in other countries, I've got a tiny piece of paper right here, and I've memorized the scripture, and I tear it up and throw it away, and I memorize it. That way, I can know the word. We can gather, and I can say the word. And guess what? Oh yeah. We're just hanging out. We're not Christians. We're not. You know, they have to go underground to churches because they just can't. It's just crazy. But, hey, what do you know? You know, and here, it's sad, but, like, I mean, like, take Walmart. Sam Walton would be turning in his grave if he knew how Walmart was run. Same thing with Disney. But like the CW, they're going in the toilet. Why? Because people are tired of this anti-American woke. We're going to indoctrinate your kids. Well, today, I'm a teacher, and I'm going to teach. What we're going to talk about today is, okay, how do you, because, you know, since I believe I'm a non-binary beach ball, you know, I'm a red beach ball, so I think I'm a more feminine. I'm a feminine non-binary beach ball, and my partner, you know, how do I tell my kids, how do I, you know, because they have to know this. I mean, I have to push that it's okay that you're not a man or a woman. You choose whatever you want to be, and it's wrong. If you tell me that you have male parts and you're a boy, I'll say no, that's just not the case. I mean, you have to pretend whatever you want to be. You know, I'm glad I grew up when I did. I'm glad I grew up in the society I grew up in, where we drank out of a garden hose. We went outside. When the street lights came on, we came home. You didn't have phones. You played all. Now they have, the NFL reminds you to play 60, get out and play. That's all we did. Our parents couldn't find us. You'd just be calling the other houses like, well, did they tell you guys what they were doing? Nope, we didn't. Nope, they just were outside. And you just call the parents of all the friends to see if maybe we told one of the parents, hey, we're going to go here, we're going to do this. And then you'd call collect. Would you accept charges from at the mall? Nope, and you would, the name would be where you were, you know. Yeah, I'm K-K-A-Y, Mart, M-A-R-T. Okay, say that. Yeah. I'm at Kmart. Do you accept charges from? I'm at Kmart. And that was how your parents knew how to come find you or pick you up if you were going somewhere. Not today. Kids sit on a dang computer. Their eyes are glued to a cell phone. Oh, I never knew the sky was blue. Are you kidding me? But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. I just want to. I'm just gonna vote for the Democrats or whoever. I don't care. I'm just. That's the problem. 3/4 of the people that vote Democrat, they just vote for the D. They didn't. What? That Biden would be better than Trump. We had like a record-setting economy. We had record low gas prices. When was gas under $1.80 a gallon? When was the gas $1.80 plus a gallon? Practically nationwide for 3 or 4 years in a row. Never. And you thought Biden was going to be better? Well, here's him saying, and you show him the video of him, yes, on day one, I'm going to get rid of the America First agenda. I didn't know he said that. I didn't know he, and they go through all these things. I would have never voted for him if I knew that. How can you vote for someone you don't know anything about? He says he's going to get rid of America First. Who comes first? I guess he's going to talk tonight about saving this great democracy. I want to know how we're going to save. How can you say, can someone, I would love to hear someone give me, how are we going to save this? How can we save this democracy when we don't have one? We're a constitutional republic. A democracy is saying, okay, you got two wolves and a sheep. And to be fair, you each get one vote. And the two wolves are going to vote with the sheep to see what they have for dinner. I guarantee you those two wolves are going to eat the sheep. I don't think that wolf's going to say, you know what? Well, come on, sheep. Let's go get that other wolf. No, the two wolves are going to, hey, buddy, I'm hungry. So are you. Let's eat those sheep. And the sheep's screwed. Well, hey, it's equality, folks. Everyone got an equal vote. We each got three votes. Kind of like the story in the Bible where the vineyard workers and the first people that got hired, we agreed to work all day for this amount of money. And these people at this time agreed to work for a full day's wage at this much. And then the last people that worked an hour got paid the same. And when they went to pay people at the end of the day, though, the vineyard worker paid the first people that were the last ones there, that were there like an hour. They got a full day's wage. And they went to, and these people, wow, they got a full day's wage for working an hour, and I should get, oh, I'm going to get a lot of money. And they got mad because they got paid a full day's wage. And they complained, what are you complaining about? It's my money, and I can do it with it as I choose. And didn't you agree to work for that amount of money for a day's wage? They forgot that they agreed to work a full day for a certain amount of money. They got mad because other people agreed to get this amount of money for working when they got hired. If they would have gotten hired at 9 o'clock in the morning, they would have gotten a full day's wage. If they got hired at noon, they'd have got a full day's wage. They just happened to agree to a full day's wage for working a full day. The people that got a full day's wage that started at 4 o'clock and they left at 5. They worked 1 hour, but they agreed to work for that 1 hour for that full day's wage. Don't complain about working a full day. Don't agree to work for a full day for $100. I'll work an 8-hour shift for $100 and then complain when someone else that comes in at 5 o'clock agrees to work for a full day wage of $100. But he's only going to be there an hour. And okay, if the vineyard worker agrees to pay you the same amount of money as the 8-hour worker, but you're only going to work 2 hours, okay. But then you get people that, okay, well then that's bullcrap because I'm going to come back tomorrow at 5 o'clock and I'm going to start working and only work an hour. I mean, the problem we have is we have a nation of all these people that think everything's free. Then we're going to get free health care. Well, who's paying for it? What do you mean it's free? What do you mean it's free? Someone has to pay for the health care. Nothing is free. I can give you something, but someone had to pay for it. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry, folks. That's the problem. You get these Democrats getting these young kids to believe that, don't worry, we're going to pay off your college loans. Don't worry, you're not going to have to pay to go to college. Don't worry. Rack up the debt. Well, and then what a lot of people are going to find out that they keep cutting who qualifies for these student loan reimbursements. And a lot of these people are going to get pissy and mad because, wait a minute, I voted for him because I thought I would be able to go to college for free. And then, oh, no, that's only, he's only, taking federal loans. So if you got a federal student loan, like a Stafford or like a T-bill or something like that, yeah. Yeah, only those are qualified. Yeah, well, I didn't get those. I just got private loans. Oh, the cat. Ooh. Right. They forget. Because I know somebody that, oh, I thought that they thought they would qualify for Obamacare and all this stuff. I voted for this Obamacare, and then all these things, they didn't qualify. I thought it covered pre-existing conditions. I'm like, they lied to you. That's what I tried to tell you. I had people with, like, Obamacare and stuff, like, when they, oh, they won't cover this because it's a pre-existing condition. I thought that was, and all these things that they were told, which were lies, just like the vaccine. I'm like, wake up, folks. That's the problem. Oh, don't worry. You're going to be able to get $10,000 of student loan debt taken off. And now it's only, and there's so many limitations that it's almost impossible to, and pretty soon, they're just doing that to get you to vote for them. Sort of like during the presidential race. It was one of those, well, if Trump doesn't get the vaccine out, they'll say that he doesn't care about America, but if he gets it out, then it's a double whammy because he has to get the vaccine out before the elections. Hey, look what I did. Look at how fast I got it done. Yeah, there were no true clinical trials. It wasn't properly vetted. There's nothing properly done about it, but hey, I got it out. Well, he did what the Democrats wanted, because if he didn't do what the Democrats wanted and get the vaccine out ASAP, guess what happens? They'll say, he doesn't care about you. He wants you to die because a vaccine will keep you from getting the virus, which, you know, I'm so sick and tired of everyone telling me that the vaccine will stop the virus. And now they've come out, yeah, well, it was never designed to stop or prevent the spread of the virus, you know, whatever. If you know, and there's, and it backs, what Pfizer has said backs up the data we have, where the people that are vaccinated and boosted actually have, they seem to get COVID more. But then you also have this. This is another problem. Not many people know about this one. Want to get into this. That, like, the newest booster was only tested on 6 rats. 6. Not 6,000. Not 600. Not 60. 6 rats. So it means you are the human clinical trial. These vaccines are not even, they haven't even been properly vetted. Because if you properly vet and do a vaccine like you're supposed to legally and ethically, the pandemic would be over because everyone would get the antibodies built up. But this is the first time in history I've ever heard of people getting sick from a disease and then you need to get the virus after the fact. I had shingles. I better get the shingles vaccine. No, it's too late because you've already had shingles. It's pointless. But they don't know what to do. I mean, they got like Kinzinger, like, oh, you know, if the GOP wins the House, they're gonna impeach Biden. No, they need to put Biden in a home. But you think about it, if you invoke the 25th, if you get Biden out of there and Kamala Harris steps up, now the only thing I don't understand, and I've heard many different, I don't know what to think, because I've heard that Kamala Harris would step up, Nancy Pelosi would become the VP temporarily until Kamala Harris would appoint somebody. I've heard where Kamala Harris becomes president and they appoint someone. She basically appoints somebody, you know, that like Pelosi is technically VP for, like, I mean, they basically, as soon as they can, when it's appointed. So who knows? But yeah, they're gonna impeach Biden. Just like Fetterman, it makes me, I don't know how anyone can see Joe Biden being paraded around, not knowing what day it is, talking about the Iraq war and the fact that his son died in it. He has no idea what day it is. You can tell he's so far gone, it's not even funny. He'll turn around and he goes to wave or shake hands or talk to somebody that's not even there, an invisible person. Her name is Kamala Harris. But, I mean, all jokes aside, he is so far, he's heading in the fourth stage dimension. And they're parading him around. That's not a joke. That is sick. Sickening. I don't know how anyone can stand for it. I mean, at least Nancy Pelosi is a raging alcoholic. I mean, you could at least say, okay, yeah, you can blame her stupidity on drinking probably 3 bottles a day. I mean, I don't know how Nancy Pelosi is a fully functioning alcoholic. I'm sorry. If she's not an alcoholic, I don't know what. I guarantee you she's not drinking water. Hey, I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm trying to focus. I'm drinking water. It's not vodka. It's not vodka. People think I'm drunk. That I'm not drunk. I'm just vodka. It's, see, I kind of spit out my teeth and it's an issue. I don't want, since I'm spit out my teeth, I'm trying to keep them in my mouth. So, that's what it is. I'm not drunk. It's not vodka. Okay, what is it? Moonshine? What is it? Oh, it's watershine, you know, they have, like, you know how they, it's, to me, it's sacrilege to call anything that's flavored shine, you know, this is apple pie moonshine, no, it's not, it's apple brandy, sorry, if you flavor the liquor, it's brandy, sorry, I'm just done with this, I got cherry moonshine, no, moonshine is corn, sugar, and water, there's different variations, you want to add barley, or malt, or whatever else. Nancy, you're an alcoholic. You need AA. Biden has dementia issues. Fetterman has problems because of a stroke. He is so far gone. It is sickening. Those people should be utterly ashamed of themselves parading him around. And you got these people that are, I mean, it's like in the race that John Jacob was in. It's like, okay, the problem we have in Indiana is like, okay, you got a choice. You got a rhino Republican or a Democrat. He's a rhino Republican pro-China. Like I called one guy out and said, I got to question him. Yes, I'm a conservative, and the problem I have is I don't really have a choice because you need a D in front of your name. You're not a Republican. I mean, you have a president that's not Catholic. He says he is, but he supports abortion. Because, oh, we're going to overturn Roe v. Wade because, you know, how dare a man be able to tell a woman what to do with her body? Oh, I thought you were killing the baby, not you. I'll step down. I'll be pro-choice the moment that when you have an abortion, it affects the mom. How about we do that? Can we do an opposite abortion where the baby lives and the mom dies? I mean, it's your body. I mean, you should be the one affected, not the baby. Show me where it's the baby's choice to die. I've seen speeches given by women who are a product of rape. And they are praising Jesus. Thank God. Talked to the mom and said, hey, don't abort me. They don't support their dad. I mean, But hey, he is who he is. And but don't worry, crime's falling apart and everything. And you know, we got the crime game. Every democratically controlled area is ridden with violence and crime. It's the same idiots that I want. This is what I'm going to do, folks. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have tons of... Yeah, I need police protection, but I'm anti-cop. Defund the police. I'm going to defund the... I support defunding the police, but I need to have police protection. Yes, sir. I got to get on True Social. I've never been on there, but... There's so much I got to do. I got so many people, but... Yeah, they've got, like... They had one of the Michigan mayors. He's against, like, you need to get rid of fossil fuels and natural gas and all this crap. And he had a natural gas pipeline installed so that he can have a gas fireplace. Oh. Yeah, that's the Democrats for you, yep. I need all Michiganders to stop, you know, we need to get rid of natural gas and fossil fuels and get away from it. What's he doing? He's putting in a gas pipeline. So he can have a gas fireplace. You know, they make electric fireplaces too that produce heat. Sad. It's a whole double standard. I mean, like Gretchen Whitmer is supposedly tied in the governor's race. I don't know how. I mean, I don't know how. It's an Ann Arbor mayor who, in Michigan, is a guy that put he's hooking up natural gas to have a natural gas fireplace when he's like telling people not to go against all that stuff. But that's what's going on in this world. It's these people that like defund the police and get shot at. Where's the cops? You know, I want to take away your guns while they're surrounded by cops. I would love to go to a thing where they're like, they want to take away my Second Amendment right, but they're surrounded by cops. I'd be like, well, then I'd be going up to the officer and say, why are you protecting her? She doesn't want guns. You need to leave. If you anti-gun, but you want to take away my guns, no. If you anti-gun, but you don't want to have a cop with a gun protecting you, then I'm okay with that. You want to have police with no guns? Yes, I'm being protected by people. Yeah, they don't have guns. I don't believe in them. No. Then I can back you up. I can say, well, hey, you don't want me to have a gun, but you don't want to be around. You don't want guns either. Like, you want me not to have a gun, but you want to, like, okay, if you have people protecting you, like a Secret Service type people, and you don't want them to carry guns, then okay, then I got you, because then I can at least agree, hey, you don't want me to have a gun, but you're okay with them not having, the people protecting you won't have guns either. You know, if you have, like, guys with bulletproof vests and snipers, and, yeah, I've got a Glock 9-11, you know, everyone's got a Glock 9-11. They all got, they either got AR-15s or shotguns. I got 5 snipers. And you want to take away my guns? What? You know, if you don't, okay, yes, I'm against guns, and, you know, I'm making sure, because I don't want anyone to have a gun protecting me. I don't believe in them. Then I can at least justify you, because, hey, you don't want me to have a gun, but you don't want to be protected by people with guns either. So, then you, yep, see the people protecting me on the stage as I give this speech, running for Senate, none of them have guns. Then I'm okay with it. Because then at least you being consistent. But if you have five people with snipers, everyone around you has a Glock 9/11, everybody from the, you know, they have shotguns also, or AR-15s, you're like, I don't want you to own a gun, but people protect me have them, then no. But that's the whole double standard, like that Ann Arbor mayor that's like, okay, guess what, folks? You shouldn't have, yeah, get rid of natural gas, and what you need to do is find out what these mayors do, the exact opposite of what they're telling you, because, oh, yeah, you need to ditch natural gas, coal, fossil fuels. Meanwhile, what are you doing putting in a natural gas line? I mean, are you kidding me? But I've got about 27 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. But that's the way it is, though, folks. Some of these politicians are starting to sound like these celebrities, like, shut your trap. I mean, like, McGaskill, the GOP lives in slimy little dark corner where all they want to do is lie. Yes, all they want to do is lie about the fact that there is no such thing as a racist black person. All they want to do is lie about the fact that Black Lives Matter only cares about black-on-black death. That's a lie. They don't care about black-on-black death. Yeah. Yeah. But that's the problem. All these little libertards that are out there, it's going to be something like after the fact, you'll be able to go up to him. Well, he said this and this and this. Okay. Why did you vote for Biden? Well, I didn't know he said that. I thought he'd be better than Trump. How can anyone who truly knows any facts whatsoever? Oh, yeah. How can they vote for Whitmer? I mean, how can...
I can't wait for Michigan to go red.
Can it even be a tie?
Listen, I pray and said, God, if it's meant for us to move to Michigan, let Michigan go red.
I mean, how can they say, like, all these states, it's too close to call, and how can anyone, I mean, the only thing, and I will say this, I do feel sorry for Joe Biden's son who was killed in Iraq. I do feel sorry for about that. You know, I mean, that was a tragic thing, you know, but hey, that's what happens when you have someone who is in stage 4 of dementia, who, Biden is like Fetterman to me. It's sickening what they're doing to him, parading him around. All politics aside, that's wrong, what they're throwing him out there. Like Dr. Phil, he's actually come out and said, no way in a million years would I basically want, hell no do I want Fetterman as a pilot if I'm on the plane. No way. He doesn't know what, he's gone. It's not making fun of Fetterman. It's not making fun of Biden. It's a fact. He has dementia. He needs to be in a home. He should not be being paraded around like this. It's sickening. But don't worry, Biden. I almost just want to see what he says about, because Biden's supposed to come and talk about how he's going to save this constitutional, he's calling it a democracy. That tells you right there. And of course you get people that are like, well, the Republicans are a threat to our democracy. I said, what democracy? We're a constitutional republic. And I've talked about this on the show. And if you watch my conversation, Campfire Revival, my campfire, I go through what we are. We're a constitutional republic. Like I've said before, democracy is having two wolves and a sheep and they're getting equal votes. See, that's socialism in a nutshell, having three animals, two wolves and a sheep. We're all going to treat them equally, and they all get one vote apiece. You think those You think those wolves are going to vote to eat the sheep? Of course they are. Hey, but they all got an equal vote. The sheep is screwed. Just like in communism and socialism. Well, we're all going to be equal. Yeah, you're all going to be equal. You're going to be all starving while the elitists are going to be sitting in their million-dollar mansions having lobster tail and filet mignon on gold-plated, on gold. You're going to wonder where your next meal is coming from, and they're eating like kings. The leader's going to have a 20 million title movie collection, and you can't watch anything but government propaganda. Oh, but it's all equal. We're all equal.
I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to go get the cats.
Gotcha. But it's sad. And it's like, it's not even, I mean, we used to kind of joke about how Biden would misstep and this and that, but now it's not even funny anymore. It's sickening. You know, it's nice to see Elon Musk doing stuff. I was always on Twitter, not for political things, because I'm a huge European football fan, and I haven't talked about it that much. I know I've had people, what the, you didn't talk about European football. But I'm going to get into some of that tonight. But that's what I watched it for. I was on there for the United Stand. I was on there for, like, Fabrizio Romano, you know, like Arsenal. Mikel Arteta, he's like, yeah, there's talk that Barcelona's interested. Oh, the Frankie de Jong thing, I think it's hilarious that Barcelona is now down in the Europa League and all this stuff. And hey, guess what? It's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward. I don't know. But hey. Okay. It's going to be interesting, folks. But, hey, it's nice to see some, and people are waking up, and I think people are going to wake up. And, I mean, you got to be the red wave. You got to get out there. You got to vote. You got to take control. You got to say, hey, go to your Democratic friends. Hey, what the heck? Like, what has this person done? I mean, what the... okay. I got intercessor prayer night on election night, so I don't know what's going to happen. I will keep you guys updated on doing... because it's my thing. I do... But from, like, 6 on, I'm at church. So, like, 8. You know, and prayer is part of my life. I mean, last night, I'll give you a fine example. My wife's like having a canary. Well, I guess we're not going to pay these bills or this and that because she couldn't find the wallet. And I was like, we'll find it. Of course, you always ask the number one question when you can't find something. Where was the last place you had it? I don't remember. And that's me because there's 9 times out of 10. I can't even begin to tell you. Like, well, the last time I remember having it would be so far away from when I lost it, then who knows? The last time I remember is like, whatever, you know. That would have been like a day ago, whatever. But, you know, and when we, let's go look in the car and it's not there, so we go inside and I'm like, stop. I'm like, we just got to pray. Then like 2 minutes of praying, she was, oh, I know, I remember. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. And as soon as she opened up the trunk, there was the wallet. And she's like, thank God and praising God and giving him all the glory because he gets it all, you know. But it's just one of those things. I'm like, you know, it's like I kind of want to do, like, prayer is important to me, but I kind of want to do I normally do a live thing, but by the time I get done with church, it's 9 o'clock and I got to be up at 4 a.m., so we will see. We need a red wave big time. We need to have people on their knees. But a third of small businesses can't pay bills. I mean, heck, just, I went to, we have all these where we live. Okay? 204 for a dozen eggs. Didn't have one dozen. Gone. Forget about it. I mean, what is it, like 1,100 or something, I was told by someone in the know to fill a diesel semi up, and they're not even filling them up all the way. And we're really close to having a shortage of diesel fuel. In many countries, they're having shortages on diesel fuel. Yeah, they're like rationing it. And they're already telling people in New England, be prepared because you may not have fuel to heat your house. That's what I'm trying to find, because I hear all these things where they have like clay pots and you put like one with a tea light candle inside. And I've wanted to see how those work. But most tea light candles I find, heck, they don't last. I mean, like in 2 minutes they're gone. But yeah. And then I've seen people where they show, look at how much heat this produces. Yes, they work and da-da-da. And I've heard others where they say, yeah, they really don't do anything. Yeah, if you have like a little small bathroom and you want to heat it up, but it's not, you know, and you'd want to do it, you know, I don't know. I do know people that go stealth camping and they take a bunch of tea light candles and light them so they can heat the place up. Once it gets warm, they get into the covers and blow them all out because you don't want to be there with them. But just kind of thinking of things you can do to try to stay warm this winter. You know, but like I've been with people that like don't have heat on. Like, yes, this is the lowest temperature. I was told you could have it and not have pipes freeze and all this. I'm like, and I'm in the house. I'm like, dude, I got my winter coat on. You're cold? I'm like, dude, it's like, well, my heating bill never went up. Yeah, well, you didn't turn the heat on. No wonder you have a $70 bill in the room. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Everything's going great. Only 37% of small businesses are going under. When you try to buy stuff, you try to go somewhere. It's ridiculous. Inflation is through. Oh, that's a problem. Yes, it is a problem. When you buy three things, when you spend like $5 at the grocery store and you're out of money, okay, there's $1,000. What did I buy? Don't worry, folks. We got the Inflation Reduction Act. Yes, folks. Only a stupid retard would think that spending money is going to lower the debt. Kind of like having a, I don't know, like, imagine if you found like a flight suit and they're very rare. Yeah, I got a flight suit. Yeah, these things are, this is a World War II flight suit. These things are so rare. Oh, yeah, man. These things are valuable. Oh, yeah. I'm going to wait a little bit longer, and then they're going to go through the roof, and I'm going to make so much money. Guess what happens? 2 years after you buy it, somebody goes into the storage unit and finds, like, 500 of them. Real, authentic World War II unit, you know, flight suits. Well, wait a minute here. Now, well, when you bought it, you spent a lot of money on it. Why'd you spend a lot of money on that flight suit? Because there weren't that many, and they were very rare. But then when a guy found 500 of them in mint condition and all this stuff, like, you know, it's mint, you know, they were military used, it was in good as condition you can get, you know, they were stored properly and stuff. Well, now there's a whole bunch of them now, the value just dropped. Why? Because there's a ton of them. No, don't worry, folks. I wish me and my wife could just spend our way out of debt. Dude, I'd be so free of money. But see, that's not how it works. me and my wife can't spend our way out of debt, but so many people think the government can.
I'd love to try.
Yeah,
give
yeah.
me the money. I'd love to try.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to try. No, what you do is you rack up a bunch of credit cards. Well, I mean, imagine Michael Jackson would have been the perfect person for those commercials, like where they can cut your debt in half. We're not a consolidation loan. We call your creditors and get your debt cut in half, because he had like 80 million, like that tour that he was supposed to do. You know, that was going to put a dent in his credit card bills. That wasn't going to take care of it. I mean, how can you get 20 plus million a year and still be in debt, man? You know, if I had that kind of money, I'd be like, cool, I can get an Omega Seamaster I've always wanted. That'd be kind of cool. Let me take my Boulevard that I got for graduation, get that fixed, and okay, I'm good. Let me fix up my Patriot, and I'm good to go. But heck, got 12 minutes left in the program, folks. Don't worry, folks. We got the Inflation Reduction Act. Hey, folks, I'm going to say to you, I'm here to tell you that this Inflation Reduction Act is going to lower inflation, because we spent money. We spent trillions of dollars to lower the inflation, because when you spend money, it lowers inflation. It's that I know, because I'm not too close. And, you know, I mean, all these stimulus bills that we passed, yeah, that didn't affect the inflation at all. Because a lot of these free stores and all these shops that keep increasing your prices. So it's not inflation that's making the price go up. You know, gas could be $1 a gallon, but these crazy oil companies are making bucks of profits after you guys. And I know, because I talked to Hunter Biden, and he's an Ukrainian oil expert. I know. He knows. I mean, granted, he's a mess cook, and he's on crack all the time, and he's messed up, but that doesn't move away from the fact that he is an expert in oil himself. And he told me, Joe Biden, Hunter's son, who died in Iraq, and we conjured up his spirit, and he told me the oil companies are greedy bastards, you know, the Republican GOP greedy bastards that are trying to destroy America to a prosper. I know. Really? Really, Nancy? Yes, I know, because I need to personally. I mean, I have a $1 billion mansion in San Francisco eating ice cream. Folks. But that's the problem. People believe this crap. We're going to spend money to get out of debt. I'm going to find money I don't have. Yes, I have people calling. I have debt collectors calling because I have so much money. But guess what's going to happen, folks? Oh, yeah, I guess I've got to spend, I can't pay my bills now, but I'm going to spend more money to get out of debt, whatever, who knows. I want to thank you so much for the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. Thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. I'm actually getting some Premier League news. Holy cow, man, we're fifth place, and it actually looks like a good race this year. It really does. I mean, it's like, it's not like one team is like in, has like 30 points and second place has like 15 points. And then, you know, and then like, okay, we have to get 9 points to go from sixth to fifth. And then we got to go another 4 points. You know, it's going to be close. I do have advice for Ten Hag. If they tell you at, because I'm Glazers out, thank you very much, screw those, you know, but here's my point. If they say there's no money, I'd say, okay, gee, let me see here. How much did you overpay for Anthony? Oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh. Oh, wow. Yeah. He was a 50-million-pound player. Or, hey, if you got a good deal, you know, maybe 40 million, 45 million, you paid how much for him? On you, not me. Don't overpay for players and then complain and piss and moan. Don't pay 80 million for Harry Maguire and then expect me to suffer with the piece of crap. He sucks. He shouldn't be at United. He needs to go. I don't care if you get 20 million for him. You sell him. He's your problem, not mine. I inherited him. You paid for it. Don't tell me you ain't got money when you're overpaying for players. We got Christian Eriksen. Nothing. We need, here's $100 million. Three great players. Decent players. I don't want one. These are who I want. These three players, if you do your cards right, you can get these three players for $100 million. I'm so tired of them. Let's get the one shirt sale. I'm so tired of that one shirt seller. Take Gakpo. Get him. I think Ten Hag is starting to show he's the man. He's the manager, like Arteta is at Arsenal, that he's the manager. He's the man. And I think he's going to, hey, well, I didn't know what to think of Ten Hag and how would he. And, oh, yeah, that's right. Look at what he's doing. Oh, yeah, that's right. Hmm. I think now that he's showing that he's turning this team around, this club around, this is how we're going to play. Guess what? I think it's all good. I think now he can attract some players. But why should he be being told, we don't have no funds, we have no money? Don't tell me you don't have no money when you're overpaying for players. If he's a 30-million-pound player, don't pay 50 million pounds for him when someone else could have gotten him for 25. That is the problem. That's the problem. I don't know. I want to have, like in regards to Ronaldo, it's got to be a team player, you know. Him walking off like he did, yeah. Old news, move on. Be a team player. Like I said this before, I'd rather be on the bench and have the coach say, you know what? Coach, I wanted to play, and I was kind of discouraged when you didn't pick me, but then when I saw what happened with the players on the pitch, you made the right call. I would rather be happy we win than be pissing and moaning that I didn't play. I'd rather win the treble knowing that, hey, a couple key games, he played someone else. You made the right call. The manager has discrepancies to make a call. And I think Eriksen, I think, because there were a lot of people when it comes to Arsenal, Mikel Arteta, like, the season's not even over. Why did they renew his contract? What a mistake. And look at what he's turning heads. There's talk that Man City are interested in him, Barcelona, potentially. Of course, when he was asked getting the presser, he's like, well, you know, I'm happy hearing this and that. And, you know, and he kind of blew the question off. Well, guess what, folks? it's one of those things. It's just hilarious because, you know, of course, Mikla Archuleta kind of blew. Of course, he's going to say no, but, you know, I think Ten Hag is like Mikla Archuleta. He's proven that he's going to be good and he's going to be here. So, and I think he needs to go to the board and be like, hey, don't tell me you ain't got money. You overpaid for this player. You overpaid for it. No, I'm sorry. You overpaid for these players. It's not my problem. I don't want him at the club. You get rid of him. You sell him. Don't tell me I don't have money for the transfer window when you're overpaying for players. I don't want 100 million pound player. Get me 3. Do your due diligence or get Eric Van der Sar in here that does it and is amazing at Ajax. Get him in here and have him look at who I found. Get out and go scouting. Find some players that are free on the free. Got about 90 seconds left, you know. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're tuning in to the conversation, we'll help you feel a part of. I really do, and that's going to be interesting to see. Because, like, if they told me there's no money, I'd say, hey, here's 40 million we could have had at least, or 50 million, because you spent too much on Anthony, you spent too much on. I mean, I think they made the right choice in getting Casemiro, but you know, still. I think unless they got some major money to invest in that club, they're done. The Glazers need to get out. They can't. That stadium needs either massive, massive renovations or they need to build a new stadium. Either one, I don't think the Glazers can afford to, so they got to go. I'll leave you with that, folks. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next week, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.